If it's happening now, we're talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
In a press release, Hamilton Police Service announced this week, downtown residences and businesses will start to see some familiar faces patrolling the downtown core. In response to requests for increased police presence, Hamilton Police have launched what they're calling Core Patrol. To talk more about all of this, David Hennick is with us, Superintendent, Hamilton Police Service, and with us now. Dave, thanks for the time. Hope you're well.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
So talk about the objective here. What is the Core Patrol about?
Well, Scott, we've heard loud and clear from our community, some of our business owners in the downtown core, that people feel unsafe downtown. Property crime and violent crimes are up, and we have heard many times from many people that they're requesting the return of a visible uniform presence in the downtown core, and this Core Patrol program is in direct response to those requests.
You said return, Dave. Why return? Why was it removed, or what was the? How does this happen? Where we were there, we're not there. Is something changed?
No, great question. So back in 2022, we faced some staffing challenges here at Hamilton Police, but over the course of the last year and a half or so, our human resources department and recruitment teams have been working really hard, filling some of the vacancies caused due to retirements, resignations, and members who are off on sick leave. So we're beginning to turn a corner in our staffing, and you know, now's the time to rededicate our staff to focus on crime and disorder in the downtown core, and obviously in addressing the concerns raised by our community, we need to make sure that we're being adaptable and addressing the requests that we receive from our community about safety and how they feel about safety in the downtown.
We remember back in the day they would talk about beat cops or police that would walk the beat or walk the streets or what have you. Then they sort of went away from that, and then it came back. Where is Hamilton on that? I mean, are there still, cops that still walk the beat and get to know the businesses and the people that live there? Does that still happen on a regular basis?
It does, but not as often as we'd like it to. So, you know, in all three of our patrol divisions, we're emergency services. So emergency services, just by the nature of the work that we do in uniform patrol, to get to the calls quickly, they do that by vehicle. But where we can, you see it through our mounted unit. We have members that patrol on all-terrain vehicles when we can. But in all three of our patrol divisions, we encourage our members to get out on foot, to walk in those communities like Concession Street and Dundas and Stony Creek. And so where you have the hubs and where it makes sense to do that work, we encourage our people to get out and to make those connections. And the downtown is just a bit unique, obviously. Just the size of the core here, the demographics, the growth, and then, of course, you know, McMaster University has a huge footprint in the downtown. And then every day, Monday to Friday, Saturdays included, you have a really large influx of pedestrian and vehicle traffic in the downtown core. And so that is what the presence of these two members is designed to address, the concerns raised by those individuals.
So what will we see with the Core Patrol?
So the team started out on Monday. The whole idea and the concept is, part of it is about making people feel safe in the community. We need to be able to strike a balance in the city. So we have obviously numerous people in the downtown core who are struggling with homelessness, addictions, and mental health. So we need to be able to strike a balance between making sure that we're addressing crime, our core functions of crime prevention, law enforcement, also providing assistance where it need be. So if there's an opportunity and it's appropriate to make those connections, our members will be making sure that people they come across who are either unhoused, who are suffering from mental health addictions, they'll make those connections to the appropriate community resource. Also, their work is going to be focused on not only building relationships with the business owners so they have that direct line, but also doing some enforcement and enforcing the rules. So I can tell you my direction to them this week has been really to get out, introduce themselves to the businesses, but also spend some time in the core. Already this week, they just started a couple days ago on Monday, but they've made two arrests for wanted individuals who had failed to appear in court, and two provincial offense notices for individuals under the Safe Streets Act for panhandling. At the intersection of York and Bay, I've received probably two or three complaints in the last week of aggressive panhandling. One lady sent me an email a couple days ago. She pulled over, actually. She was going to offer the individual some money there, or some food, rather, and the individual reached inside the car and tried to grab her purse, I believe it was, and demanded money. So these are the sorts of things, like complaints that we're hearing. That's just a one-off. In addition to that, just some quick stats that we track monthly here. Just in Ward 2 alone, which is where the core area that we're focusing our efforts, 273 calls for trespassing, Scott, another 170 for suspicious activity, and then both violent crime and property crime, both of them are trending up. So when you think about a monthly average of property crime, you know, September 2022 were about 194 incidents. Now we're up to 267, so a significant increase there. And then when you think about violent crime, it's just something that we really have to pay attention to. We're about 119 incidents in September of 2022, and now we're at 147. So well, obviously concern for our members, and all of that is taking place in that core area, and that is why our members are going to be designated and focusing their time and efforts in the core area.
Core Patrol, dedicated team of officers assigned to downtown Hamilton. Superintendent Dave Hennick with us from the Hamilton Police Service. You know, they complain when you're there, they complain when you're not. I don't know how you guys and girls do it, but keep up the great work. We're behind you.
Thanks for your support, Scott, and we're here to serve the community, all members of the community, and I would encourage members of the public, if they see the officers out there, it's Constable Lauren Malone and Christian Nicoletta. Please come up and say hi.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.